Hi friends, welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy and cryptid podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
Last episode of our spooky season. Sad face.
I know, I love spooky season. It's not long enough.
It's not.
We should start in September.
I literally was just going to say the same thing. Extra long spooky season.
Like, it could be like my birthday episode is when we start it. And then we just go through all of October. It'd just be one more.
Yeah.
But still, be fun.
Yeah, I agree. So, do you want to talk about your, like, ghost thing?
Yeah. Okay. So, I did a Ghost Cities tour.
Oh, really?
That website. Yeah, that website that you were talking about.
Interesting.
It was really cool. I actually got another podcast episode idea from the tour. So, I wrote that down. It's a lady. So... she was pretty badass, but I don't want to tell you too much because I'll probably do it the next like month or so.
Okay.
It was just on Summit Avenue, I think.
Is that in St. Paul?
Mm-hmm. It's right by the cathedral.
Oh, and, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The Hill House is right there too.
Okay.
So it's that road. So you just basically like start on that road and then you like walk down one way. And then my friend Chris and I did it together. And we did the extended tour because it was like another $8. It wasn't, we're like for another like hour, why not? And we were the only people in our group that did the extended tour. We're like, we're really sorry. It's kind of shitty tonight. So it was kind of a colder, it was one of the colder nights we've had this month. And she's like, no, it's cool. It's just the two of us, two of you guys. And so we got to go onto the property of the Hill House, which was really cool. She's like, we're allowed to do this.
Does somebody live there?
No, it's owned by the University of Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
So basically, the Hill family owned it until recently. The Hill family descendants still own a house next door.
So it's very much so like Glen Sheen.
Yeah. And then it was sold to some nuns. And then the nuns gave it, like, lived in it for a little while, and then they gave it to the university, and they said, if you ever stop doing tours and stop using this as, like, a facility to educate, we're taking it back. Cool. So they give tours. I've done the tour before. I would love to do it again because it's been a hot minute. But I remember it being very, very pretty inside. So if you're interested in ever doing that this winter, we could do that. It was cool. Again, it was one of those ones where you just like stop outside of the location and you hear the stories. It was a little more history than spooky. Like there was one place where I felt like something was watching us. And I said to Chris, I was like, I feel like it's in the upstairs window, like just like glaring down here. It did not feel like it wanted us there. But other than that, nothing. I don't think anybody caught anything. I don't think, you know, you could have a EMF detector. I brought mine, but apparently, according to a ghost in South Dakota, mine is really hard to work, so I never took it out. And cell phones can affect it, so you'd have to be like, hey, can everybody turn their phone off to get, like, accurate readings?
Yeah.
Because, like, if I get, like, a text message and it's right next to my phone, it'll, like, freak out. So, fun fact for people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, it was cool. I liked it. I don't know if I would do that one again for a while. I liked the one that we did in Stillwater just as much.
Okay.
So,
those are sometimes, like, I like the walking tours, but, mm-hmm. like, you don't. I mean, they're perfect for me, right? Because
right.
I don't want to
right.
get, I don't want to interact with any ghosts or anything right. like that. But if you're someone who wants to like
have the experience.
Yeah.
It's not really
for not you. Really your thing. Like right. the one we did with the Wabasha Street Cave too, like that bus one.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of, I mean, it was up my alley. Probably not up yours.
I mean, part of it was
when we got out at the cemetery.
Yeah. I could have spent a lot longer at that cemetery. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have spent like a good 2 hours there and been happy as a little clam.
Yeah.
But I get why we can't, you know.
Right. So if you're like me and like to hear the stories, but keep a little bit of a safe distance, then
right
up your alley.
It was great. It was and learning the history of our city is so fascinating because especially because of the gangster
connection
aspects of it, and they did mention that a little bit. Our guide was great. She was super sweet. I don't remember her name, but she was really cool. Yeah, I mean, it was cool, but don't go expecting it to be like a ghost hunt, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming after you go to your one in wherever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, Sheboygan.
Yeah, we can kind of talk about that one,
too. Yeah, for sure. So.
Cool.
That'll be the weekend after this comes out.
Yeah.
So. It's going to be interesting. I was planning on, since it was supposed to be me and Tom, I was planning on doing homework in the car
because
he was going to drive, and now that's not an option.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit. But it is what it is. I'm still excited. So. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember where I said I was going?
No.
Massachusetts.
Cool. Oh.
Because that's where Salem is.
Yeah.
Also, I've always wanted to visit Boston, so I was intrigued by that. So we're going to start with, hi.
I've heard Salem in the fall is literally a nightmare.
Yeah, I have.
Well, in October, they say.
Yeah.
Someone is like, go in September. She said, otherwise you literally wait like 2 hours just to even get into a store.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, because then you don't have just like the witch trial, ghost and spiritual enthusiasts. You also have Hocus Pocus fans because Hocus Pocus was filmed.
And some of the stuff is fall fans in general, I would say.
Yeah. So that makes sense to me.
Or maybe we should just go into like spring or something.
Yeah. Go in like late August, early September.
Yeah. Like Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. That'd work for me. All right. So we're going to start in Salem. I have 4 locations in Salem. And then I did 4 other locations around the Boston area. So the first place in Salem is Old Burying Point Cemetery. This is a burial location of John Hawthorne, who was one of the like main judges during the Salem witch trials. So not a good dude. People report feeling sadness and despair when walking through or even by the cemetery. EVPs have been caught here as well, so it's not just like feeling it, it's EVPs too. People capture photos of shadows, strange lights, orbs, white mists, and apparitions. There is a woman in, would you like to guess what color she's wearing?
White. Black. Red. Orange.
Powder blue.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh my god, that's finally someone's not in one of the traditional colors. So she has been seen often, but when she is seen, she's usually carrying a picnic basket with her. And then sometimes she's got a young boy with her as well. So as if like mother and son are going on a picnic.
Cute.
Which is kind of darling, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't want you to worry, though, because the cemetery does have a woman in white.
Oh, of course.
So she is seen often, but hardly ever, if ever, shows up in photos. I saw that there was reports of one photo ever that she has been captured in. So that's pretty impressive. Spirit dodging.
Yeah, wow. Good for her. She's like, I've had a lot of practice.
Yeah. She's like, no, thank you. I don't want my photograph taken.
Yeah. She's like, photos cost $10 a pop.
Yeah. She's a celebrity, okay? Yeah. Leave her alone. So she has been seen in the parking lot of the cemetery as well as in buildings and restaurants nearby. And people believe that this could be the spirit of Mary Corey, the second wife of Giles Corey. Do you know?
No.
Or Giles.
I think it's Giles. I don't know why I said that.
But
intuition is telling me it's Giles.
I'm pretty sure it's Giles. I think I just said it wrong the first time. So you don't know Giles Corey.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Giles Corey was pressed to death during the Salem witch trials at age 81 for being accused of being a witch.
What do you mean pressed to death?
They would put you on a hard surface and like put a large rock on top of you and add rocks until you squashed to death.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. It's really fucked up.
People are fucked up.
It's, yeah. And basically, they wanted him to confess to being a witch and he would not confess. So they would just keep adding more pressure. So they would add more rocks until he died.
That's gross.
Yep. So basically, it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know?
Yeah, what like is he supposed to do?
If you confess to being a witch, they're going to kill you anyways. Kill you. And if you don't confess to being a witch, they're going to kill you anyways. So, and he was 81 years old. That's like how old our Grandpa Deb was.
I hope he was actually a witch.
I mean,
do you think any point, of these people were actually witches?
Not even sort
not of. That they should have been killed for it, obviously, because who the fuck cares, but.
No, if I'm remembering correctly, and I should have looked into this more, but I didn't want to get too into the witch trial stuff because I feel like it's a lot of people have. And so like that's something that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to like fucking deep dive into it.
Yeah.
So I
like that could be its own
episode. It really could. So basically from what I remember of him, he owned a lot of property and he didn't have any heirs. So that property would have gone up and people could have.
You fucking with me?
That's what I recall.
That's disgusting.
So, unfortunately, he did not make it out alive. So, some visitors have claimed to see. This gives me the goosebumps. People claim to see something peeking out of the ground in front of the headstones, like it's coming like out of.
That's funny. I like that.
It's so creepy. Like, can you imagine? Just like, hey. Yeah, it's just like you see like a torso and a head and arms like coming out.
Oh no.
I hate it so much. Such a gross, like, ugh, no.
That is what nightmares are made of.
So they claim to see that in front of the headstones. One visitor named Mike said, quote, "I saw it peeking out of the ground. A very strange torso wearing a suit and tie, mutton chops, shoulder height out of the ground," end quote. Mm. And I'm just envisioning like Billy from Hocus Pocus, you know, he like comes out of the.
Yeah.
That's what I'm envisioning, but like in ghost form.
Yeah.
So, yikes. Another set of teenagers going through the graveyard one night claimed to see a shadowy apparition rising up from the ground, again, right in front of a gravestone. And two sisters, which this is our future, just so you're aware.
Oh, great.
Two sisters on a ghost tour were taking photos, and upon uploading the photos, they discovered strange lights in the picture. So nothing super scary, but like, that'd be so crazy.
Yeah, that would be.
All right, so on a scale of absolutely not, would you visit Old Burying Point Cemetery in the daytime?
Yeah.
In the nighttime?
Sure.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. I think it'd be so fun to take the podcast on the road. All right. The Witch House. The Witch House was built by the Corwins. Jonathan Corwin was a judge who supervised pretrial examinations for the Salem Witch Trials. But we don't know exactly what his feelings were about the Salem witch trials. Although when a bunch of judges during his lifetime like apologized for what had happened, there was like a group of them that were like, hey, like this got way out of control. Like we should have like calmed the fuck down, basically. He did not do that. So he sounds like he's probably kind of a dick, honestly.
And this is a complete sidebar, but Salem is such a sick town name.
Yeah.
I hope they're school mascots like the witches. That'd be sick.
There's one on the East Coast. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. Have you seen their shit their football team does?
No. I'll look it up though.
They have a black headless horseman that rides out onto the field before their football games.
Oh, that is cool.
It's so fucking cool. And I'm not even a football person, but I would go. I'd be like, I need to see this. This is dope.
That's cool.
So anyways, yeah, lovely tangent. visitors to the witch house, aka the Corwin house, claim to hear disembodied voices and feel touched. It is unknown that if the spirits are due to the Salem witch trials or if they are due to the Corwin curse, which is a curse that took out 8 of the Corwin family members, all young ages. So the family was either cursed or a victim of the times because vaccinations were not a thing.
Yeah.
Take your pick. So that one didn't sound very cursed. Scary.
I'm just kidding.
So would Emily go to the witch house?
I would tour it during the day.
Okay.
I don't want to go there at night.
I don't know if you can.
Okay, great.
All right. Proctor's Ledge is where it is believed that 19 people accused of false crimes, aka being witches, were hanged during the Salem witch trials. This is not where it was believed to be until 2019.
Oh, really?
I think it said 2019.
Wow.
Either 2019 or 2021, one of the two. I should have written it
either
down.
Way, it's
very recent. So yeah. They thought it was Gallows Hill, but something was recently found from, it was like either like a journal entry or something was found from one of the victims' son, and he was writing about having to go and retrieve his mother's body. And the clues that he gives, like, I walked, you know, north along the Mississippi River for 5 miles and then headed 2 miles in towards X Hill or whatever.
Yeah.
Indicate this location far more than what they call Gallows Hill.
Would you be a little sad if you were like, you had been to Salem before and did like tours and they brought you to Gallows Hill and then all of a sudden you find out that's not actually where any of this shit, like,
Gallows Hill is haunted technically. Okay. I don't know if that's placebo because people thought it was Gallows Hill,
yeah,
or if it actually is. I didn't actually look into that one because I was like, well, I have enough from Salem, so yeah. I kind of wanted to go a couple other places before.
Salem just seems like one of those towns that, like, everywhere is probably haunted.
Yeah, kind of like Gettysburg, right?
Yeah.
Or New Orleans.
Or New Orleans. Or Savannah.
Or apparently. Savannah, yeah. I wonder where...
Or Stillwater.
Yeah. I wonder where this lands on that list of haunted cities.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
And, like, where Gettysburg would land too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume Gettysburg is like top five.
I would assume.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, Proctor's Ledge, again, is where it's believed that 19 were hanged. There are stories of a lady in white, and people claim to both see and hear her there. There are cold spots, and orbs are captured often.
Cold spots outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. That one's kind of hard, but also I can kind of understand why you might buy it, because if it's hot, it's like August, right?
Yeah.
And you walk somewhere and you can like feel a very clear distant difference. That to me would be a little bit weirder than feeling that in a house, because like, what if there's like a vent?
Yeah.
So I can understand that one a little bit more. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I would like to have Tommy's air thermometer, you know, to test and see what's... Ah, shoot, I should have asked him to bring me his ghost hunting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Oh, well. It's fine. Because we use that to debunk some annoying guy who's going, it's colder over here, it's colder over here. And Tommy, like, shot his little, like, thermometer over there. And he was like, no, it's not. It was hilarious. So, the last place that I have in Salem is called... Oh, wait. Sorry. Would you go to Proctor's Ledge?
Yeah.
Okay. During the nighttime?
Probably. Okay. I don't have... Like, being outside doesn't really freak me out as much. Maybe I can... Because I can run away if I need to. In a house, I just feel so trapped.
See, and I'm the opposite. I would rather be in a house than outside. Because I'm like, outside there could be, like, a human killer. And inside, there probably isn't. Probably. So, the last place is somewhere I know you're going to want to go. It's called Wicked Good Books.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a bookstore now.
Sweet.
And It has Paranormal Activity. During renovations, they actually found an underground tunnel system that people believed was used for many things over the years, including bootlegging, sex work, smuggling, both goods and, unfortunately, people. They believe people were Shanghai deer. Do you know what that is?
No.
So it's called Shanghaiing. Basically, they would take young men in bars, get them drunk as a skunk, knock them out, get them unconscious somehow, and then see if I just laid on my cord. So they would get them unconscious in some way, shape, or form, either alcohol or drug, bring them down to tunnels, take off their shoes, and then if they woke up, they couldn't run away without their shoes because there'd be like glass and shit all over. And then they would put them on a ship, and by the time they woke up, they were too far out to sea and became slave labor on a ship.
Jesus.
Yeah, it happened a lot in San Francisco. So it's called Shanghaiing. I don't know why.
I don't
probably
like
some racist reason.
Yeah, probably.
But.
Okay. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So that is possibly what happened there. And then also there are rumors that the Underground Railroad was there. Yeah, like the one for escaped slaves.
Yes.
I just wanted to be clear that it wasn't like a
Underground Railroad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to be clear about that. Because that would have been kind of cool too. So one visitor claims, and this is going to tell you how old this story is, that his cell phone was thrown when he, quote, barely lifted my cell phone from its case on my belt.
Oh, my God.
When the phone flew 25 feet into an open manhole, end quote.
Okay, that's so funny, but
also.
From
like the 90s.
That could. I have seen men.
I know.
Old men.
I know.
They still got the pocket or the belt phone.
The, I like to call it like a pistol holder.
Yeah.
Like, what is that called?
I don't know.
It has a name, but it's like, fingers are twitching. They're ready. Draw.
Literally.
It's hilarious. Oh, sorry, pal. All right. I needed to shift. So give me a second here to move my stuff back over. Excuse me, apparently I was in the dog's way. The next place. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. I have two more things from that one. So, oh no, three more. Electronics lose their batteries uncharacteristically fast, which would be so annoying. I hate when my phone gets really low, it irritates the shit out of me. So that would irritate me really really quickly. People also hear walking and talking, but don't see anybody attached to the noises. And in the bookshop, books fly off of the shelves and spirits have been seen.
The books just want to read.
Yeah. The ghosts just want to read the books.
Yeah. Right? Wait, what did I do?
The books just want to read.
I had a migraine yesterday.
And then you were out late.
And I was out late. And
you were out late the night before.
Yeah. And I didn't sleep very well on Friday to Saturday. And so I feel fine today. Like, my headache's gone. But I will get this. I call it kind of like a headache hangover almost. Where, like, the day after a migraine, I'm abnormally tired. And, like, I just don't have a noggin. So
I'm finding it honestly really entertaining.
That is. I'm not trying to make an excuse. But I just don't. I don't.
Well, and
just the neurons aren't connecting today. That's
and
all.
I mean, we did a lot this weekend.
We did. We
painted a kitchen, to a bathroom, and a mudroom. Picked out paint, picked out hardware.
Yeah.
Went through a closet. Like, we did a lot. And you were at the house until almost 1 in the morning.
I know. I didn't get to bed till like 2 or something.
Jeez Louise.
Let's keep going, though.
Yeah. So, uncharacteristic behavior for you. But what you would go to?
I would go. Yeah.
I was like, Emily's definitely gonna say yes to this one.
Oh yeah. I hope they sell like witchy books that I would like to read.
They do.
Cool.
Yeah. So the next place that we're going is not in Salem, and you've definitely heard of it. It is the Lizzie Borden House.
Oh yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, Lizzie Borden took an axe. She gave her mother
30 whacks.
30 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41, I believe is the rhyme. So no offense to Lizzie, because I actually think she was innocent. I don't think she did it. Contrary to what a lot of people believe.
I've only heard this story, I think, like once or twice, and it was a while ago. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, yeah, there was definitely questions.
I think it was her uncle, her dad's brother, because they were in business together. And he had more of a motive than she did.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't think Lizzie did it.
Yeah.
And actually she didn't live in this house until she died. But it is the place where she allegedly killed her dad and stepmother. People who visit the house claim they hear weeping, footsteps, and have seen wandering apparitions in Victorian era clothing. It is believed that the spirit there could be either Lizzie or her stepmother, Abby. And Amy and Adam from Kindred Spirits go to the Lizzie Borden house twice. I actually went and saw, figured out which episodes they were.
Oh, thank you. So I can watch them.
Yes.
Because I did go watch both Gettysburg episodes.
Aren't they so good? Wasn't the mirror one kind of crazy?
The mirror one is crazy. Their show's very different than any other ghost show.
Yes.
And I was not expecting that. So the first episode I was a little bit bored, but the second one I liked a little bit more.
Yeah. It's a lot. Because I think what they do is they stay for like a week and they, and they, so they like go in cold the first night and just like listen to the stories, and then they go and do research, and then they come back in again and do. So I think they're there for multiple nights,
and they don't like spend the night, and they don't seem to be there like super late or anything like that, which is just very different than
lot of the other ones, right?
And they don't seem to exaggerate their shit either, which maybe is why it isn't as entertaining as some of the other.
And see, that's what I really like. I really like that it's not, oh my god, bleh! You know, like it's very like, this is what we found. We're very factual about this. They are just people that used to be alive and they aren't anymore. They might not even know they're not alive. Some of the stuff on that one has just fucking blown my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been, I'm like.
So you can text me these episodes.
Yes. So it was season 2, episode 3.
Because I plan to go do my errands and then sit my ass and do nothing.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Honestly, I think you should just watch the entire series.
Probably should.
It's so good.
I can't watch them too late at night because sometimes it gives me a little nervous. So yeah. I have like a cap. Like I can't like 8:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30. I'm like, okay, I have to switch to something. Yeah, no, that's fair. Before and then there's a palate cleanser before I go.
And then
to bed.
There's me. I literally fall asleep to the show.
Yeah, that's weird.
People think it's weird that people fall asleep to murder podcasts too.
I can't fall asleep to anything. It has to be silent. So
I know you do. It depends on for me. But anyways, so season 2, episode 3, and then season 3, episode 10.
Okay.
As always, I highly recommend both episodes. Some really crazy shit happens. I think in season 3, episode 10 is when I was like.
Okay.
So, yeah, I really recommend that one. You can stay overnight at the Lizzie Borden house. Where there are photos from the murders hanging above where they happened.
What the fuck? Mm-hmm. That just seems to be in bad taste.
I don't like it. And that's why I think Amy and Adam believe that Lizzie is not there, that it's actually somebody else that's at the house. They think it might be Abby because, like, why would you stay there if you had another home that you could be at? And Lizzie does have a second home. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't even know if I would go to this one.
Okay.
So.
That's saying a lot.
not because of it being scary, but because I find that kind of distasteful.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're glorifying the murder.
It's kind of like the Villisca axe murder house.
Yes. I feel like we're glorifying the murder.
Yeah.
More than the lives that were lived there and the history that's there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's capitalizing on like people's worst moments.
Yeah, on a murder.
Yeah,
on two murders.
Yeah.
So I find that,
and I kind of feel in a way though the same about Salem. Yeah. They're absolutely capitalizing on
on the witch this trials.
Terrible like thing in history.
Although, again, a lot of people go there because of Hocus Pocus, because a lot of Hocus Pocus was filmed there, and that's more
like, and on the flip side, you can't like we can't forget our history either. Oh, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
I get it, but
I don't know if I would I don't think I would stay overnight for sure.
Yeah, I don't need to see it. What do I, like, what's this? Literally, the significance of this place is that two people were murdered there.
Right.
If and nothing had ever happened there.
House.
Yeah, right. If nothing had ever else had ever happened there, it would be nothing.
Right.
So.
Right. So I think, and I think that's where the difference is between this and Salem, too. Yeah. Or like this and Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Is there were major historical events. Not saying that the murder of, I think his name was Andrew, and Abby Borden was not significant, because culturally obviously it was. There's a nursery rhyme about it, but I think it's just very different history, and it's just a very different, and I'm not knocking anybody who wants to go.
Oh no, yeah, you do you.
Yeah, I just don't think I want to go.
Yeah.
So, and if anybody has gone and you want to share anything,
yeah, please do,
because we didn't get any ghost stories this year, so, which is fine. Maybe I'll have some for next episode. But would you go visit? I think we kind of answered this. So it's probably a no.
Absolutely not.
I think I might go to her other house because that one's also preserved. But I don't know. I still don't know about that.
It's just, I'm not interested.
Yeah. So the next one is called the Omni Parker House, which is actually a very misleading name because it's not a house. It's a hotel.
Oh.
So, the Omni Parker House is a Boston hotel where the ghost of the founder, Harvey Parker, is said to be wandering the halls. At least I hope his name is Harvey. I wrote Javi. He is most often seen on the 10th floor. Elevators are often called to the 3rd floor for no one, or maybe for Charles Dickens, the author, who would often stay at the Omni Parker House. And would always stay on the 3rd floor.
That's cool.
It could also be for actress Charlotte Cushman, who also died on the 3rd floor. So maybe she's the one requesting the elevator in the afterlife. Guests have seen mists, heard rocking chairs creak, and hear friendly whispering in the halls when they are empty.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Have you ever actually heard a rocking chair creak?
I'm not that I can consciously remember.
Like, what is a creaking rocking chair sound like?
Yeah. So you can still stay at the Omni Parker House. The price range that I saw for a standard room, which was the cheapest, was anywhere from like $150 to $360 a night.
I'm good.
So
I'll stay at the Hampton Inn. Get or a free waffle Hilton. For breakfast.
Or a Hilton.
Sure.
Because I think we get free breakfast there too, don't we?
I don't know.
So
depends on the Hilton.
That's true. So on a scale of...
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. I just, like, there's so many unhaunted hotels out there. I'm going to pick an unhaunted hotel.
Someday I'm going to book us a hotel and I'm just not going to tell you anything about it and see.
Why would you happens. Do that though? Because you know I don't want to do
that's
it.
That's true. That's true.
That okay. would be me, like, me forcing you to do something you don't want to do.
That's true. But I think I would want to do that with somebody who would be more willing.
Okay, great.
Because just to see, like, if they were like, oh, yeah, this happened last night. And, like, they have no idea about the history of, you know, to just kind of, like.
Yeah.
To kind of see. I don't know, to validate the claims, I guess.
Yeah.
So Freetown Fall River State Forest is the next one. And this is called the Cursed Forest of Massachusetts.
Oh.
So there have been several murders in the 5,000 acre forest, as well as claims of satanic cult activity and UFOs have been spotted. So hard pass on that.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't fuck with aliens, man. I know. Like, if
people. I know we talked about this.
Listen to Sinisterhood.
A couple weekends ago.
Yeah, if people listen to Sinisterhood, Heather the other day was like, oh my God, I would love to see a UFO. I'm like, no, absolutely not. No. So people also claim to hear voices, see spirits, and feel dread in certain areas. So it's a forest. Are you going or are you not?
Maybe during the day.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at too. I would probably just go hike it during the day.
Yeah.
Because some of the views honestly looked really pretty.
Yeah, I would do that during the day, but...
So, but
I don't need to stay in a cursed forest.
Right. I don't need to stay in a forest at night,
period. That's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that movie? No. Oh my God. No. Ugh, I can't believe I did.
Was that back in your...
That was a ninth grader.
In your wayward days. I'm trying to think of how to put it.
It's back when my first boyfriend made me watch
scary movies. And fucked with your subconscious. Literally for the rest
of my fucking life.
No trauma there or anything.
It's 15 years later and I'm still can't sleep with a damn clock in my room. Or like owls.
Did you see the owl on Mom and Dad's deck?
Yeah. Mom sent me a picture. She's like, I just want to warn you.
Oh my God. She's so cute. Our mom is so cute.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a yes in the daytime and a no in the nighttime.
Yeah.
So our last location is S.K. Pierce Mansion. This was built in 1875 and has been investigated by both ghost hunters and ghost adventurers. So legitimate and not. Mm. Read into that how you will. There have been claims of moving furniture, slamming doors, apparitions, and sudden temperature changes in the house. Again, I just don't know how I feel about a temperature change.
Yeah.
Because, like, on one hand...
I feel like if it's very maybe we just haven't felt one where that's, like, super drastic. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe if we were just sitting here... If me and you were just sitting here chilling, and then all of a sudden, you're like...
You could, like, see your breath.
Holy fuck, like,
yeah.
Instant goosebumps. Like, it was a dramatic change.
Yeah.
I could see that being a little bit more.
Right.
But I've never experienced something like that. So, in my mind,
In your mind, is it, like, going from upstairs at Mom and Dad's to the basement? Yeah, to, like,
the basement. You know what I mean?
And you're like, oh, okay, I can feel the temperature difference down here. Yeah.
But if I was just sitting here and then all of a sudden, like, just cold.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get that. Because I'm a little, if it's hard to validate, that's when I have a hard time with it.
Yeah.
You know?
You like fact.
I do. I like to often say that I'm a believing skeptic.
Yeah.
So they also allow people to stay overnight, but things get so wild that people are required to sign a waiver first.
Oh, holy shit.
So I don't know if that's just like a we won't damage anything waiver or if it's like a...
If something happens to me, I won't sue you
kind of waiver. So read that as you will. I didn't look too much into that. So, and then my sources, I only had two sources today because they both had multiple things.
Yeah.
Was Ghost City Tours.
Yep. There we go.
Yep. And timeout.com. So.
Awesome. Well... We appreciate you guys.
Oh, shoot. Sticking. I forgot to ask you. S.K. Pierce Mansion. Yes or no?
I tour during the day.
Okay.
I'm not staying overnight. I'm not signing any goddamn waiver. Are you kidding me? Hell no.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Any place that has to... No. Anyway.
Sorry. I forgot to ask. So now I derailed you.
We hope you guys enjoyed our spooky episodes for this year. I mean, I don't know why we don't just... We could sprinkle some of these in... Throughout the year if we really wanted to.
We could.
I mean.
I feel like it's just like the vibe right now.
I know it is. You know? Yeah. We hope you guys have a good Halloween if you're doing something. Or maybe you already did something last weekend.
Yeah.
If you're going trick-or-treating with your kids, get candy. And
if you're in the Forest Lake area, some of the elementary schools are doing trunk-or-treats this year. So check that out.
A lot of places do trunk or treat.
Yeah, they're doing it the weekend before, so this would be too late. But just keep your eyes peeled. A lot, you know, if you don't want to take your kids trick or treating, because it is a school night, which doesn't usually affect anything. But still, go trunk or treating. Support your schools.
Go, my son. I'm just kidding.
All right. Wow, I just really triggered a core memory for Emily and I in that hand motion. Apparently.
All right, everybody. Have a socials. MW Madness Podcast at Gmail and Instagram, and Midwest Madness Podcast Group on Facebook.
And we're going to try and do better about posting socials. We're really sorry.
All right, you guys, have a great rest of your week. Happy November. It's Scorpio season.
Is it really?
It'll be on the 23rd.
Okay, it's...
It's not the 23rd right now, but by the time this comes out, it'll be Scorpio
season. It's that long? Scorpio season is that long?
A month?
October 23rd to the after your birthday?
The 21st.
Oh, okay. So you're barely...
I'm barely a Scorpio.
Damn.
I know.
Because I'm...
But I'm also a Scorpio in like 5 or 6 of my...
Houses?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm a fucking Scorpio.
I'm barely a Libra. I think it's like... Well, it's less... It's more than one day. It's like 3 or 4.
Yeah. But remember, they changed the sign not too long ago. So it cut like closer to me. But yeah. Anyway, have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.